Lesson 22. Crime. When a person breaks the law, does something illegal, we say they have committed a crime. Especially horrible crimes, like a savage rape or a brutal murder, can be described as barbaric, horrible, or vicious crimes. If someone tries to commit a crime but does not succeed, we use the word attempted. For example, an attempted murder, attempted kidnapping, or attempted break-in. If someone accuses another person of a crime, but it is not yet proven, then we use the word alleged. For example, an alleged assault, alleged harassment, or alleged rape. After the victim reports the crime to the police will begin to investigate the crime. They'll visit the crime scene and gather forensic evidence. Collect details like bullets, fingerprints, or blood samples that can show what happened. If witnesses come forward, the police will interview them to hear a first-hand account, a story told by a person who saw the event, of what happened. They also consider possible motives for the crime. Police can arrest suspects who they believe have committed a crime, but the suspect can prove their innocence by providing a solid alibi. That means giving a confirmed explanation of where they were at the time of the crime. If it is never discovered who committed the crime, then the case remains an unsolved crime. The statistics about number of crimes in a particular area is called the crime rate. And when there is a big increase in the crime rate, we can call this a crime wave. There are also a number of collocations we can use to describe criminals. A first-time offender is someone who has broken the law for the first time, whereas someone who has broken the law in the past has a criminal record. A criminal who is famous, like a serial killer, a person who has killed multiple people over time, or a person who is heavily involved in organized crime, can be called a notorious criminal. Here are some more collocations for specific crimes or criminals. A cold-blooded killer or murderer is a person who doesn't have feeling or emotion. A crazed or psychopathic killer is a killer who is insane or mentally unbalanced. Domestic violence is when there is violence inside a home, for example, a husband beating his wife. Drug trafficking refers to the purchase, sale, and transport of illegal drugs. Identity theft is when a criminal steals an innocent person's identifying information and uses it in an illegal way. Sexual harassment is when one person makes undesired sexual advances towards another person. Petty crime is a minor crime. And armed robbery is when criminals steal something while using weapons. Listen to and repeat the collocations to practice your pronunciation. Breaks the law. Committed a crime. A savage rape. A brutal murder. Barbaric, horrible, or vicious crimes. Attempted murder. Attempted kidnapping. Attempted break-in. Alleged assault. Alleged harassment. Alleged rape. Reports the crime. Investigate the crime. Crime scene. Gather forensic evidence. Witnesses come forward. A first-hand account. Motives for the crime. Arrest suspects. Prove their innocence. Providing a solid alibi. An unsolved crime. Crime rate. Crime wave. A first-time offender. Has a criminal record. A serial killer. Organized crime. A notorious criminal. A cold-blooded killer. A crazed or psychopathic killer. Domestic violence. Drug trafficking. Identity theft. Sexual harassment. Petty crime. Armed robbery. Now take the quiz and do the practice exercises using these collocations about crime.